share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Let's hope that this forecast would be proven wrong, as a high inflation rate will make the rakyat's life difficult in the midst of this ravaging pandemic. The Department of Statistics Malaysia, DOSM, released the Consumer Price Index Malaysia for the month of April 2021 last Friday, the 21st of May 2021, and its findings signal bad news for Malaysians. According to the report, April 2021 saw Malaysia's inflation increase 4.7% from what it was in April 2020, the highest year-on-year increase since 2018. Specifically, April 2021 recorded Consumer Price Index, CPI, of 123.1 in comparison to 117.6 on the same month last year. Furthermore, DOSM Chief Statistician Datuk Seri Dr. Mohd Uzeer Mahadan said that the increase in overall index was driven by the 27% increase in the transport index. He elaborated that the transport index increase was due to the low base effect from the preceding year. Besides the increase in transport index, the overall CPI increase were also in part due to the increase in housing, water, electricity, gas and other fuels, 3.1%, food and non-alcoholic beverages, 1.9%, furnishings, household equipment and routine household maintenance, 1.6%, miscellaneous goods and services, 1.2%. Meanwhile, the CPI for the period of January to April 2021 saw an increase of 1.6% compared to the same period in 2020. If it were to be gauged in a monthly basis, the CPI saw an increase of 0.2% when compared to March 2021. For this particular increase, it was contributed to the below indexes. Food and non-alcoholic beverages, 0.3%, furnishings, household equipment and routine household maintenance, 0.3%, recreation services and culture, 0.2%, restaurants and hotels, 0.2%, education, 0.2%, transport, 0.1%, miscellaneous goods and services, 0.1%. Worryingly, this inflation increase is expected to steadily get worse. As reported by the Edge Markets, Datuk Seri Dr. Mohd Uzeer Mahadan stressed that the trend of inflation increase will continue up until the first quarter of 2022. Furthermore, he also clarified that housing, water, electricity, gas and other fuels rose 3.1% compared to 2020 due to the termination of the electricity discount given to domestic consumers of Tenaga Nasional BHD, TNB, in December 2020. Previously, TNB customers received bill discount under the Prihatin Rakyat Economic Stimulus Package, PRIHATIN, from April to December 2020. In terms of specific Malaysian states' inflation rates, a total of six states surpassed the national CPI rate of 4.7% in April 2021 as compared to the same month in 2020. These states are Terengganu, 6.3%, Kelantan, 5.7%, Pahang, 5.6%, Kedah and Perlis, lumped as one state, 5.1%, Negeri Sembilan, 5.0%, Johor, 4.9%. These are indeed worrying times. Let's hope that our economy recovers at a steady pace so that these inflation rates do not continue to rise as forecasted by DOSM. What do you guys think of these worrying statistics? Have you experienced this increased inflation rate in your daily life? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, just in, Gov will enforce tighter SOPs on economic and social sectors for MCO 3.0. Source. DOSM source. DOSM source. DOSM. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.